With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Last time it was Eisenhower versus Stevenson. This coming November, it will be Biden versus Trump. This year, we'll see the first presidential rematch since 1956, with Biden and Trump clinching their respective parties' presidential nomination. House gearing up for a vote today on a bill that could result in a TikTok ban. China-owned ByteDance would be required to sell the popular video sharing app or see it placed off limits in the U.S. President Biden and former President Trump have different views on the matter.
The president has endorsed legislation that calls on China's ByteDance to divest its ownership of TikTok or effectively face a U.S. ban. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the social media app poses national security risks and raises privacy concerns.
Do we want the data from TikTok, children's data, adults' data, to be staying here in America or going to China?
Meanwhile, Donald Trump used to support a TikTok ban, but now opposes it because it would help rival social media platform Facebook. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the special counsel in the Biden classified documents case tells Congress his investigation found Joe Biden improperly kept classified materials, with papers found in more than a half dozen locations.
We did not, however, identify evidence that rose to the level of proof beyond a reasonable doubt. Because the evidence fell short of that standard, I declined to recommend criminal charges against Mr. Biden.
Robert Hur drew fire from both sides at yesterday's hearing. Democrats accuse him of disparaging the president by questioning Biden's age and mental competence. Republicans complain of a double standard, that the president faces no criminal charges while Donald Trump does. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures modestly higher. Dow futures up 40 points. NASDAQ futures 1 point higher. This is SRN News. In recent years, the breakdown of American society has negatively impacted everything from religion to family life and morality. The Mississippi-based American Family Association sees its mission as informing and equipping families to begin transforming our culture back to traditional American values. Walker Wildman is AFA's vice president and spokesman.
Ever since the dawn of creation, i.e. Genesis and humanity, we've always dealt with the sin nature. And that affects our culture, it affects our society, and it affects our government. So what we're experiencing in America with the decline of religion and morality is really just a symptom of man's sin nature that has to be reined in, whether it be government or through spiritual disciplines. What we're seeing today is just the decline of Christianity and religion.
Wildman says the American Family Association wants to help families and individuals live biblically obedient lives, which will then help lead to the transformation of the culture. This is SRN News. Some Republicans drawing parallels between the Democrats' treatment of freshman GOP Senator Katie Britt and former vice presidential running mate Sarah Palin.
Britt has been subject to criticism since her GOP response to the president's State of the Union address, some coming from Republicans. However, some in the GOP say the over-the-top lampooning of Britt by Democrats reminds them of the visceral hatred liberals showed toward then-Alaska Governor Sarah Palin when she was John McCain's running mate. Britt is also seen as a potential vice presidential running mate. One GOP insider say Democrats' fear could peel away women voters from Joe Biden in November. Bob Agner reporting.
President Vladimir Putin says Russia is ready to use nuclear weapons if its statehood, sovereignty, or independence is threatened. It's not the first time he's made this threat. As for Ukraine, Putin says he sees no need to resort to nukes there and is open to talks aimed at ending the war. More details, SRNnews.com.